Hi, everyone.
It's Danielle and Casey. And, you know, we have to interrupt our schedule programming this week because, you know, the episodes were great. Everything was great. Salt Lake City, Miami even, which I am totally invested in. And, of course, Orange County. But we felt like there was a bigger news story than the actual episodes this last week.
And we don't mean the interview that's about to occur between Mary Cosby's parents, who are telling all, apparently. Honestly, even bigger than that, Danielle.
Yeah. And that is the Salt Lake City fashion.
The reunion looks.
Yeah. I mean, wow. When those came out, I've never heard a stir in the internet quite like this from reunion looks before. It was, the internet exploded in a way. It's just, it's never happened.
And that's why we felt like, you know, look, here, Danielle and I, we can talk about it. Sure. We can say whatever we want to say. But at the end of the day, we need a goddamn expert. Mm-hmm. I mean, when Erica Jane found out she was going through all the legal problems, I found a lawyer that, you know, that wasn't her area of expertise. So don't think we don't bring experts. But today we got an expert.
Yes. Now, this person is someone I've, and Casey has, been just a fan of forever. Like, I feel like we're friends, even though he doesn't probably know I exist on the planet. But my God, do I love this man.
Brad Goreski is here, and he is going to break down the Salt Lake reunion fashions with us in a way that is honestly, it's both groundbreaking, it's necessary,
yeah,
and it's important.
And I also wanted a fashion designer who loves the housewives in the way that we do, yes. Maybe more.
Yes, this is going to be celebratory.
Yeah, he truly, no one loves housewives more than Brad, and so to hear him come with a critical eye and yet still come from a place of love, it's a really special talent. And so I'm so...
Yes. And that's always, I think, the line you and I are trying
to
walk. We're threading a needle, let me tell you. Sometimes we don't do it. But yes. So please enjoy. Before we bring Brad out, we want to quickly remind you, next week we are off as a podcast because we have a live from home show, Bitch Sesh, Wet January. We have such an amazing lineup of guests. We have Whitney Rose from Salt Lake. We have Aunt Rana, Danielle's aunt, Rana Glickman, and Brian Safi, who are going to really, really break down everything that's been happening. We're going to get further into Orange County from this week. Salt Lake. We have more guests. We have surprises. We have videos. We have giveaways. We have boots on the ground. We have it all.
Yes. And that reminds me, people, send us your boots on the ground. You know, like I said, I'm sure you've seen a housewife, heard a housewife, something going on. Tell us. Send them to bootsonthegroundbs@gmail.com. Send them soon and we might feature you.
We'll have you come on out and tell it.
Boots. I mean, we've had some great ones. Let's not forget the ones we've had in the past.
Let's not forget Craig Conover and the computer and small claims court.
Let's not forget Jen's Uber driver. Like, we've had some of the greats. So search your minds.
Let's not forget Caroline the Ghostwriter.
Yes. We've gotten a lot.
Yeah.
So
bootsonthegroundbs@gmail.com. You can still get your tickets to this show. It's so much fun. There's a live chat where we all kind of talk and laugh, and we're going to be drinking through the whole thing. We encourage you to do the same. It is Thursday, the 27th.
It is at 5:30 Pacific time, 8:30 Eastern time. And also you can watch it for 48 hours afterwards. So if you can't make one of those times, you have 48 hours to catch up. And also you can go to loop.com for tickets. There's also meet and greets if you want to have a conversation with us afterwards, which have proved to be so much fun.
And I wanted to do a very special shout out to a girl who DM'd me. Danielle and I attempt and really do try to read all the DMs, and this one really stuck out in my heart and in my soul. There was a girl, Lindsay, who reached out to me about two losses that she had suffered and so beautifully said that the podcast had helped her through it, which I hope we can provide a little bit of laughter. I wish we could do more always, but I just wanted to say thank you for sending me that. We're holding you in our hearts, and we're so sorry that you've gone through such a hard time recently. And
we're thinking of you, Lindsay. Yeah.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with Brad Goreski and the reunion looks for Salt Lake. Danielle, I'm breathless.
Casey, I have a chill that's ongoing and it won't stop. Like, this is the day. This is the day I became a woman.
Absolutely. Yes. Yes. There was before and there was after this. And here we are. Yeah. I am in a large puff sleeve. That was the wrong choice. And it's gingham. And we're all a fluster because we have a how do you even describe such a fashion auteur?
He's an auteur. He's an icon. He's someone that, oh my God, if this person dressed me one day, and he has dressed you.
Yeah, and I've had that luxury. And that's why it's so hard to show myself to him like this right now.
Well, that's why I feel like you came ready to present. I put on a bold lip and say, let the cards fall where they may.
Yeah, and let the treadmill fall where it may, because what I see behind you is a lot of unopened and opened Amazon boxes and a treadmill, and I am upset about that. To show Brad this is very upsetting. It rubs off on me, you know.
Look, I literally came right from work and I said I have to go.
Okay. So. Wow. But enough of this intro. You know him. I mean, I have a full bio here, but all I want to say is we are with a Bravo icon. Honestly, in my eyes, the original. And some may say you're Kathy Griffin's, and some may say this is, and you're that's, and you're Jeff Lewis's, and you're Jenny Poulos's. But to me,
he's an OG.
He's the one. He's the one.
I discovered him on Bravo, and now he's everywhere. You see him on the E-Red carpets. You see him just whenever there is fashion, he is not far away.
You see him dressing your Kaley Cuocos, your celebs, your A-listers. Yes. Okay, me on
yes,
a
your Sarah Hyland. You're Sarah Hyland.
You're seeing him on TikTok. He's involved with the Housewives. He's married to one of, if not the most funny man on planet Earth, Gary Jannetty. Please welcome, Danielle. Who do we have with us today?
Please welcome Brad Goreski.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi. I thought you were going to say he is married to, I thought you were going to say Lisa Rinna. He is married to a housewife as well, Lisa Rinna.
But you are in a way as well, right? I mean, you're very close with Lisa Rinna.
Yeah, I am. Yeah, I love Lisa Rinna very much.
You really do. You touch down in the best way with the housewives because it does seem that they honor you and love you and have a sense of humor about who they are with you. So you do get, Casey and I always say we don't like to fly too close to the sun with the housewives, but you are close to the sun and yet you never get burned. And that's a beautiful position to be in.
Well, I try not to, because also the, you know, the videos I do of them are supposed to be celebratory. Yeah. And in a way kind of honoring the greatness that is the housewives and the joy that it's just trying to repay them for the amount of joy they bring into our household.
Brad, you couldn't have kind of summed up what we have been doing here for 6 years. It truly is celebratory. It's with so much love. I mean, we all know these women, they've gotten us through the dark. It truly, and I'm not exaggerating, dark times. They're there.
No, and the darkest times. Yes. And we're kind of still in it, but like.
I know.
And look who's on a sprinter van for us. Who's there? Two episodes in a row, sprint vanning around Salt Lake.
Exactly. Jenny in like a white platform, like 8-inch heeled boot with a track pant. That boot, that's Lady Gaga's boot, guys. That's the boot Gaga wears, isn't it? Where did that boot come from?
I mean, you know, Danielle, and I don't know. I'm like Madewell. and other stories.
Lover lemons.
I'm like shoe bazaar.
Brad, we have to just jump in. First of all, can I just ask, how do you feel being both like you've got one toe in the Bravo world, one out? Tell us, I'm sure you've told this so many times, but tell us about your evolution from having been on a show with the Rachel Zoe. I mean, I watched every single moment of that show. Where are you with just your whole journey? It's so amazing.
You know, I'm continuing to do my thing, you know, doing red carpet styling and, you know, now I'm a judge on Canada's Drag Race, which has been really fun. And I'm just like a lover of all things Bravo. Like it just is in the fact that I've already been on the network is something that I don't really think about that much because I'm like, I'm such a lover of what's on there now that it just feels like it just all feels so right. Like sometimes I forget that whole crazy thing existed on the network I hold so near and dear to my heart.
Yeah, that's kind of what I know. It was like not really a question, but it was kind of like you are have been for us what you love in others in a beautiful way, as in regards to this universe that we all treasure and are terrified of.
I do feel like Bravo was made for us.
I think
you know
so.
What I mean? Like, it just became a channel for us.
There's
so
a place for us.
This I'll never forget. Speaking of musicals, when you, I'm going to cry thinking about it. When you did, I'm truly going to cry.
Oh boy, here she goes.
When you set up One Day More.
Oh yeah.
From Les Mis.
My big surprise, Gary, flash mob for the 10th anniversary.
I still watch it and get, like, it's the most beautiful. If someone had done that for me, like, it's the most beautiful. That song is everything to me. And then to see you recreate it with all those people who love you, like, it was such a beautiful moment. It really stands out in my mind as one of, like, the top TV moments that's ever been.
Yeah, and I really had no idea that that was happening. I had no idea that that was happening. But I do remember everything was moving so quickly, and we were, you know, wrapping up the first season of Brad World, and I was just kind of trying to manage my family being there and all these different things. And I was just like, I remember looking up on the roof of our house and I was like, why are there spotlights up there? What's happening? And then I had it in my mind, I'm like, Sia's gonna perform, or like Gaga's gonna come out, or like all of these like crazy things. I never imagined that it would be, there was this whole other thing happening behind, you know, not behind my back, but there was this whole alternate, you know, performance thing happening, and rehearsals. And I remember being with my mom at we had a party the night before our 10th anniversary, a little dinner. And my mom was like literally zoned out. Like, she was just like, there was like nothing on her face. And I was like, what is happening to my mom? Like, Are the cameras like stressing her out? Like, what's going on? But she was so freaked out about playing Madame Thénardier that she could not think of anything.
And that's
else.
A tall order for someone's mom, you know, like
big
it
role.
Is, especially for someone's mom who, like, you know, she lives in the town that I grew up in, and she's pretty shy. And, you know, she was like, she like went for it. It actually was like a very transformative moment in her life for her.
Really? She's a star. It was so beautiful.
Yeah, Debbie's a star. Debbie's a star.
Debbie is the reason for the season.
Star-making turn.
Yes.
Brad, so we might just jump, and thank you so much for that, jump into the fashions as we know them right now. Before we dive just headfirst into Salt Lake, I am just curious right off the bat, like, who do you think in entire, just like the whole swath of housewives, who stands out to you top three or so of having the best fashion?
So, okay, I'm just going to say, so Gary and I are in the new season of Miami right now.
Yep, as are we.
We're caught up.
As am I.
Very, very into it. Last night, since there wasn't a new episode yet, we went back to the first episode of season one.
Back to the text.
And it's like, girl, like, what do we do? Like, when did everything crack? When did everything explode? Because it's like, you're just sitting there in like a baby doll dress with like maybe a bra strap showing and like a hoop earring and like a tassel necklace or like a medallion that somebody picked out of your jewelry case, because the producers were like, well, maybe like another piece of jewelry for your interview. Like, there's
no rhyme or reason.
Literally no polish at all in the first season of anything. But I will say, in terms of so I would just say, if you want to go back and forth between like a new season and then watch an episode of like the first season of anything, it's jarring.
It is jarring.
I mean, the most jarring ever is obviously the OC. Like, I can't, like, when you see like Vicky in a minivan, and again, Vicky is not with us anymore, but
when you remember, she was upset when the van came for the airport, and there was a whole thing happening with Don and the getting to the airport to go to Puerto Vallarta.
When was she like not upset?
I know, you're right.
Let's name a moment where she wasn't upset.
I literally can't name.
She's literally always upset.
Yeah.
True. With the fashion.
So best style, I'm going to say, you know, it exists in the Beverly Hills universe for me. I think, you know, those ladies just consistently have the best style. You know, I think it's a Rinna, a Dorit, and an Erica Jane. And we could also throw Kyle in there. Definitely.
Now, I was with you and I was going, just on that fourth one, the note, like it was like went out of tune for me. Again, someone with a gingham blouse that is ballooning at the top.
It was like just one bad note.
You guys don't think Kyle?
No.
And look, and how dare we argue with an expert, Danielle, you know, but.
But wait, the reunion looks are not good, but I think like her day to day stuff has with Casey's.
Okay. Now, have you perused A Kyle by Aileen 2?
Is that where you pull from? Do you pull from?
I was inside that store with Kyle.
Yeah.
Yeah. I went into the store.
You know, her knockaround clothes, they bother me. When she's knocking around or when she's in her low to the ground little car to the market.
Oh, yeah. That was a tough look when she, you know, what does one wear in a small convertible car that you can only take locally? Like that is like that begs the question.
But don't you guys feel the same way about Kyle Richards that we feel about Mariah Carey? Like when the two of them are in Aspen, everything's okay.
In
the world.
Yes, I do.
Like when Kyle Richards is in Aspen, we're okay. Just FYI.
Oh, when she touched down with that home and told us she had bought a home there, I felt so good. It's like I like Goldie there. I like Kurt there. I like knowing my Melanie. Oh. When Melanie's there smoking her cig out on the corner with Kris Jenner, yes. I'm like, thank you, God. But yeah. I will say this. I feel like with Kyle and Giselle of Potomac, they suffer from the same thing, which is that they're so beautiful. In a way, it almost makes them, it grounds them for me more that the fashion seems a bit of a, to elude them a little more. Now, Kyle has chosen, though, to also be a fashion designer and to kind of partner with existing caftan brands.
Well, there was Kyle by Aileen 2, and then there was like the new, I'm not sure, I can't quite touch down on the new brand, but it does seem to be just an array of loungewear. Yeah,
it's for Kyle in like St. Bart's. It's, yes, it's beachy. You're right. It's, you know, it's just not, it's not Beverly Hills.
And what about Kathy's style?
Kathy has good style. I mean, I don't find it very, she has good, I like her Instagram style. I can't think of anything she's worn.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Danielle
is like pulling something out right now, which is
the
lampshade hat that Kathy's been in.
Wow.
With the tags on.
No, I did want to, you know, you were wondering what the box was behind me and I just felt.
Did you really order this?
Of course. It was very
expensive. We did because we have a very special guest in our New York live show and someone will be wearing it, but we had to pull it out for you, obviously.
Who's the very special guest? You can't say.
My father.
It is. My dad.
Paul Wilson. Dad. Okay, now what about, just really quickly with Beverly Hills, what did you think of Dorit's bridal line?
That Katira or whatever it was called? I didn't think it was bad. I didn't think it was groundbreaking that PK was coming up with like names for it, though.
The actress?
Exactly. Like, I don't know if we need to get that excited about
Iconique
it.
Iconique or whatever they were, yeah.
Whatever, like old Hollywood glamour. Like, we got it. Like there's like probably 5,000 dresses called old Hollywood glamour out
there. I know. I know.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't think they were horrible.
I like Garcelle's style. I think Garcelle always looks beautiful.
I always think, though, could I wear it to Buca di Beppo? That's all I think about.
Could we? Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
like, will this translate at the room in Buca di Beppo? Which
Nothing
was going
to
set us up for the interior design business that I thought was going to be Dorit's next venture, but it was just designing a room.
Well, and it's so hard because I do think the pandemic has taken from a lot of us. And that was a big way because I don't think the room got to fly and soar the way it was meant right. to, you know, and that's hard.
Can you guys, if you guys do a live podcast from Buca di Beppo in the Capri lemon,
the way Bruce Bozzi like does it from the Palm.
Yes.
And it's like, it's kind of loud in here, Bruce.
Can I please be your special guest? I just want to be your special guest at the Buca di Beppo live.
Please. We promise you, if we can get that room. I mean, look, during these COVID times, it's hard to gather.
Right.
And I also wonder, is it, you know what? And I'm going to make that a personal mission genuinely, aside from this, just like, is it still, or have they reverted back? Like, did they have a box of just labeled pillows from their old that they were like, we'll bring those out later?
We go there and it's been like, it's just a black box.
Black box theater.
Yeah, there's nothing in it.
It's a storage space.
Oh. There's just a bunch of NYU students doing like Brecht in there. Yeah.
Sitting in a zone of silence, learning how to like channel their objective.
Oh my God.
Someone's been to acting school.
Jeremy Strong is leading it. Like a day-long workshop.
Not Jeremy Strong.
Okay, Brad, now moving away from Beverly Hills, is there anyone else that's pop stands out to you? Anyone from Jersey, Potomac, Atlanta? What about Marlo's fashions? Now, Marlo's kind of a label whore. I think she looks amazing, always.
I love Marlo's fashions. I think Marlo looks really good. I also love, I think Ashley Darby is also one of the most beautiful. Like when she comes on in her interviews, I'm like, how she's also so patient. Like, what is going on there?
Well, guys, the patience. Guys. The patience of the world. Aww. Like, this is...
Well, you know where she really shines is in her dance videos. Like, in her TikTok.
Yes.
I am like, I'm attracted to her. She comes alive. Mm-hmm. That's her, obviously, you know, her medium. But she really does.
I had dinner with her and Giselle and Candace.
Wow.
At Craig's with Justin Sylvester a little while ago. And like, there was like a big moment there. Like, Candace invited Ashley to her birthday party.
At the dinner?
Wow.
Yeah.
Was it because she felt like she had to? Because she was probably like inviting you or?
No, the show came to life. Like, the show came to life. I was like, wait, are you going to accept the invite? Like, how?
And did she?
She was like, I'm just ready to move on. Like, I'll go to her birthday party. I just can't do this anymore.
Wow. And you were there for that.
I was there. Huge moment.
That's a big moment.
But they are. Like, when you die, things are going to flash. It's going to be like your mom and Les Mis, Ashley and Candace. Okay. And now, can we touch down briefly on Giselle's fashions?
Yes, confusing.
Now, I assume you watched the Project Runway where we saw her come alive. No.
I did not see that one, but I will say this about her fashions is that she literally doesn't care what you think.
I know, that's the problem.
Like, it's not like a kind of pretend, like, oh, she does not care. Like, she wears what she wants. She feels like she looks good. She does not want anybody's help and does not care about your opinion. So there you go.
I love that. That's so... Oh, Danielle's upset. I was like, I love that. I think that's inspirational.
No, I think that's tough. In the immortal words of Miss Heather Dubrow.
Oh.
When someone tells you you're dead, lie down.
I thought you were going to say, if you ever come for me... Or my family.
Now, what do you think of Terry's leather jackets?
Good question. I mean, it feels very LA, no?
Yeah.
Would you want to come to Heather Dubrow's house for dinner at some point?
Is this an invitation or a threat? I would not.
Really? Are you not a Heather fan?
I'm not. Danielle would.
I would like to. I'm enjoying her presence this season. She has elevated the proceedings. I feel like she has. We needed to get back to some real money and some A energy, some alpha energy. So I would like to see that.
Brad is so upset right now.
I
his mouth is agape.
I'm shocked.
It is
I'm
okay.
Shocked.
Yeah. And I know that's hard. I'm so glad she's back. We need her. I'm really very into this everything that's happening with Noella and Sweet James and all of it. I just find her I see her mind, her controlling, producing mind at just full of unrest. I feel she's just so wanting to manage every moment that for me, it just would be such a host that I wouldn't want to.
But don't you think we needed that? Because it seems like the seasons... Before we were sort of barreling into chaos, you know, like I didn't know where to land my eyes or my ear. Like it just felt chaotic.
She just demands so much from everyone emotionally, like that they fall in line with her. It just feels like she's always like trying to turn a ship. And I just like, I can't with her. And I think she might not be very, I don't know. I'm sensing you're so upset and I'm so sorry, Brad. I'm so sorry.
I love all this intel.
I don't like the way the wealth, there's something about it where to me it does feel she wields it a little bit of like, look what I have, and then you should give me status that goes with wealth. And I think that's triggering to me in some way.
Yeah, you mean when you say to somebody, it will cost you a lot more than my friendship.
Yes.
Meaning it's going to cost yes. you a lot of money that I know you don't have.
Yes.
Maybe this is my mom issues, but I find it relaxing.
Well, do you have to have, but like on every single, we appreciate the person on every single franchise that drives story.
Mm-hmm. I'm so happy she's there. I think she's a good mom. I think there's real positives to her for sure. There's just, and as crazy as Noella is, and I'm terrified of her, I also kind of think she's got Heather's number. That's the one piece of Noella I'm like, she knows. Now, someone pointed out to us, this was tough, a graphic designer DM'd me and said that in the last episode, when we go through Heather's, like, her room or where she calls her sanctuary, which is like, you know, plastered photos of herself, mm-hmm. that there's made up articles on the wall. And for the text, it's this thing called like, Lipsod, I forget what it is. It's what graphic designers put in when they have no text. So it's like bing bong boom bom or like something crazy.
It's like not words.
So that really to me is her kind of in a way.
Well, when we go on the house tour, we're looking at those articles.
Okay. And I want you to have a great time. And I'm sure I'm wrong. And by the way, if I was there, I would leave and be like, she was a delight. I know it.
You would actually, we've had dinner with her.
Okay,
and
I know
and
I'm
Terry
wrong.
Too. And they're really fun.
I'm standing corrected, Brad.
Really fun.
I just
I understand though. She's very divisive. I don't know if they were prepared for that or not.
I think it's the money that's triggering me. And if I could get more to the heart of the person, I would.
Yeah.
Do well.
I understand.
It's like there's a class thing going on that bumps me a little bit.
Well, you know, in the real true words of an icon, money can't buy you class.
That's right.
My friends.
My friends.
Yes, thank you.
Should we get to Salt Lake, Danielle?
Yes. The reason for this season is that the new looks of Salt Lake, the reunion, you know, which as Andy called it, the prom for the Housewives. Like, this is what we're heading to. The looks are like, this is where we're heading. We know this is a big day for everyone, including the viewers. Mm-hmm. Like, this is why we're here on some level.
Yeah, this is why we're here. Yeah, that's
correct.
Right.
And so when the looks come out, we're all a flutter. The internet is ablaze. And they just came out for Salt Lake City. And so we needed you, an expert, to touch down on your thoughts and feelings and everything. And we'll just go through them one by one.
Maybe we'll start with Heather Gay, if that feels right to everyone.
Let's do it. I think what we really also need to kind of address, and I'm sure your audience is aware, is of the fact that every season.
I love that we're addressing things here. I mean, it's like, what? But we do. We need to. Go on.
We have to.
We must.
The housewives are given a theme, or at least kind of like a mood board of, we're doing blush tones. We're doing, it's like Viva Las Vegas. We're leaning into the whatever party, there's always there's an assignment that you need to follow. And for the past, ever since these photos have come out, I can't figure out what the assignment was.
Yeah, other than we can't work backwards.
And anything. So if you know the assignment, if you're attached to the show in any way, if you have a brief from the reunion, a wardrobe brief,
if you have a Pinterest you can, unlock for me to be a part of, was it jewel tones, Brad?
I thought it was actually more like they just showed them a picture of an eggplant and then just go wild.
To me, the running theme here was there were two.
Okay.
I think they said, I think it might have been velvet and feathers.
And if that's the case, though, it's like everybody actually nailed it. It's hard for us to judge not knowing what they were working off of. Because if that's the case,
they understood the assignment.
We're done here.
That's right. Let's go.
Now, Brad, do you feel like, okay, first of all, if Housewives reached out to you and said, I'm in a panic, Brad, will you help me? Would you allow them to hire you? Would you weigh in?
Or would you, even if they couldn't, kind of like, they, if you were busy, could you, would you send them some links? Like, what would you do?
Send them some links.
I like create a wish list on Net-a-Porter.
The real, real. And you're like, you got to get it in 5 minutes.
Amazon.com.
Yeah, anything.
Would you help a couple of them? Have you helped a couple of them? Behind the scenes, we won't ask.
For a reunion, I have not. I haven't helped anybody for the show. I've worked with Lisa Rinna, but I haven't worked, I haven't styled anybody like specifically for a Housewives thing.
I think Lisa Rinna's style has gotten like shot up in the last 3 years to four
years.
She
knows a brand, baby.
Yeah.
She knows what works and what doesn't work. She knows what where it's at.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah, definitely.
But if someone calls you out of the blue, if someone said, I'm a housewife, I know you watch a show, they DM you on Insta. Help me. I'm adrift.
If it was somebody I had like a real like that I followed, probably yes.
Wow. Okay, that's we're putting that out there.
Listen,
that's a blank check. Anyone can cash.
It's so on brand for housewives to slide into my DMs. I feel like it's just part of the brand now. It really is. No dick pics, just people asking me to like dress them for reunions.
To find clips that say baby doll.
Because I feel personally looking at the Salt Lake City and I didn't know where to look first. So much to see again. So much.
That's the other question. Where do we look?
Where do we look? Where do we look?
Not in their eyes.
Eyes down here, really. Instead of eyes up here, because it's very difficult. Heather Gay now. What we're seeing, and I, you know how much, and I want everyone to know, we couldn't love Heather Gay more. Obviously, she's so beautiful.
She's a saint.
She's the Lucille Ball of our time. And what she is wearing, what we have found, is it is a Mother of the Bride dress. This is real. On sale for $150 at David's Bridal. God bless. And it currently is out of stock. And that's what I know of that dress.
Wow.
Thoughts?
I mean, well, that's the power of a reunion look. Here's what I'm going to say. Mm. I'm going to say Heather on the show, for me, like in the Givenchy and like the cool Gucci.
Yeah.
I feel like she's actually one of the housewives that looks the best. I mean, David's Bridal aside, like God bless you. God bless
In that bright red color she wears.
Yeah. She looks great on the show, and she looked great at the last reunion. In terms of what else is happening around her, I think that like the way that it fits her and the actual silhouette of it is really good. I just don't feel like it's as elevated as we've seen her before. You know, I feel like she always gravitates towards like cooler, edgier more than she does towards Mother of the Bride.
Yeah, that's what I found surprising, because in her testimonial look, she's giving us a ton of fashion. I don't mean just brands. I'm just saying like she's giving us... She's taking big swings and they're working for her. I think
so too.
You know, always kind of like a peak of bra.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like she's giving us a lot to look at. So to go for something that literally says Mother of the Bride to me was just like, oh, okay.
I just want more for her. But I thought, again, she looked great in it.
Yeah, she looked good.
And the thing about all these outfits is it was really like the sum total of what's it called of its parts. It was really like when we bring everyone down to like to the studs, we're in a different zone. But then to see them get together, that's when things get like, wow. So let's move on to Jen Shah. Now, we found out that this is a dress that Cardi B wore when hosting the 2021 American Music Awards.
Wait, is it the exact dress?
But it's not the dress, right? It's a another
version. Replica.
A replica. Or it. Or she got it on, you know, the real real after Cardi B put it up there. I don't know.
Oh, you think someone made it just for Cardi B? It wasn't just like she bought it?
I feel like she might have gotten this like remade after finding out the Velvet and Feathers direct.
Right. After hearing about Velvet and Feathers. And Crystal. Now, there's a lot of like Crystal happening. Is that what it is?
Yeah, they're crystals, but they're like uneven. Like it's not.
Yeah.
Here's my whole issue with it. Again, Jen Shah is like fashion, fashion, fashion. Like always fashion, no matter where, if she's getting into the pool or if she's like on a bus or if she's like, she's fashion. She does all these really cool looks. The glam for me is a yes. What gets problematic about this for me is if you're her, how can you navigate having feathers in your face for the whole reunion. You can't see anybody on either side of you.
While being grilled about like taking old people's pensions.
That part.
Is that the point? To sort of deflect, to dodge and weave behind the feathers?
Maybe.
Facing 30 years and wearing this. In a way, as we're talking about these looks and looking at them, I'm liking them all more and more. I have to tell you.
She literally matches I have a photo here. She literally matches the pillow next to her, like one of the cushions on the chair. Is that coming through?
I'm seeing
that. So bright. Yeah, do you see that on page six?
Yeah, I'm seeing that too.
Yeah, come on. It's like, she's the pillow.
She's the pillow.
She got really mad that people were not vibing on the gown.
It seems like it's not hard to make her angry. I
was. Still don't know what was the fight on the van. How did we go from like zero to like fighting each other to Lisa Barlow just sitting down and like eating some smart food and being like, it's okay.
Literally.
Guys, that journey, I feel abused.
Me too. Jenny holding that water bottle till the last second. She gently put it down. And I did feel like Lisa, for all of like Lisa, I'm not a huge Lisa fan, but I will say, God, I tip my hat to her for the way she handled that car ride. Let her scream in her face for so long. And then was like, whatever she's got to do. You know,
that's some major like spiritual work happening there.
Right.
Like I'm like letting, like, that's like literally let go and let God.
You have to literally go somewhere else in your head, because
or do you think she really feels in her heart of hearts and like soul of souls like she really wasn't there for her, and she's like, all right, I'm gonna take this to kind of
maybe but then we have this reunion dress,
right? And then
which
we have
maybe
this.
It looks great on camera, but I don't know, it feels like it feels for me from how I feel Jen Shaw has presented herself, it feels like a miss.
I'm curious what you think of the look that she's giving in the testimonials recently this week, and I think the week before, where it almost sort of gives like a Janet Jackson Rhythm Nation.
The one with all the jewels on it?
Yes, it's like Rhythm Nation, but with jewels. It's got like a glove. Like, I'm just curious where you touch down on that.
I'm kind of like would wear that, to be honest.
Yeah. No, that was cool. Great.
That I would wear with like just like a faded denim and like a chunky combat boot. So it was like a cross between. Yeah, we're all trying to dress like Euphoria now, no?
Yeah. Well, clearly not me in this gingham puff top. And I love that I'm like daring to make fun of other people's looks. Like, no one can dress in more bunk fashion than me, but here we are.
That top is cute.
I mean, I just wish you could see that it goes in and it gets less crazy at the bottom.
Cute.
Okay, Brad, stop.
I feel like I am giving fashion designer look. Like, I'm like, don't look at me. I'm just here to like, I'm
behind the scenes. Like, I'm a seamstress.
It's full Jenna Lyons.
Yes, you really are. That's a big compliment.
It's Jenna Lyons, just so you know.
Huge compliment. Wow. Thank you.
Wow. Okay, I'm huge. Taking in my cute.
Take
okay,
a page.
I will.
Take a page.
I will. Meredith Marks.
Meredith Marks.
Another Christian Cowan suit.
Guys, I don't know. There's so many. I love a feathered sleeve. I'm going to start off by saying that. I love that Gucci did it for men on suits. Like, I'm very into this kind of feathery. Yes,
sure. When Harry Styles is stepping out in a feather, I'm loving that version of it.
Great. We love that.
Love it.
What's the centerpiece? Because it's like not a blouse, but it's not necessarily a blazer. And it's not structured. So it's not like it's a corset with like a bodysuit underneath it.
Right?
And then it's like, why is the bodysuit green?
And then it's a mesh with like a sparkle to it.
Yeah. Like that's a full forest green. No? Or am I crazy?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Yeah. And for someone who has a body from God, it's a bit ill-fitting, which is also upsetting.
Yeah. And then the pant is like a full bell bottom.
Oh, God. And then the way the pant at the bottom kind of kicks up into a triangle.
Yeah.
But even the pant at the crotch doesn't sit.
No.
Wow.
No, it's so. And then the hair.
And then there's the slit and then a white pump and a green nail. from the neck up, I mean, the hair, I like kind of like an updo with those like prommy tendrils.
Okay.
And I think the makeup is good.
I do too.
I think Christian turns some really good looks, but this, there's a sewed seam in the front of the jacket thingy. Like, how does the jacket close? Is it a zipper? Does it pull on?
How do we get it off?
Is it a back zip?
Which is so unnecessary.
Right.
Like, why?
Why?
And why green with like a molded neckline? When like your thing is like, I see there's a drop earring too, but I just, I feel like when you're a jewelry designer, like maybe we want to like really feature the jewelry on a show that we think millions of people are going to watch and like sell something.
Well, I think you're being very kind.
I mean, it's a mess.
You're being very kind.
It's a mess.
To call her a jewelry designer. I think that's very kind.
Wait, Rihanna wore her jewelry.
That is true. I think she was being very kind.
Yeah, and fun.
Did you go to her store when you were in Salt Lake?
Of course.
Of course we
did. Was there any jewelry in it?
There was a smattering. It's less of a store and more of a stall. It's like a stable, like a little horse. You know where they would keep a horse? Yeah, a stall where they keep a horse.
Yeah, it's a stall. Like in the olden days when people had to go through Utah and they had to go on horse and buggy. I think that this is when the Mormons came through and Joseph Smith, this is where he kept his horse for sure.
But, you know, again, it's like, you know, I don't have a store. God bless.
No.
None of us have stores.
Well, Brad, you could have one.
You could have it, Brad. Set up shop anywhere. I think it's going to be fine.
Yeah. Stop.
Maybe all I sell, my store, is I just sell reunion looks.
Looks by Brad. I love it. I love it.
Just a pop-up in all the cities. Like, right? But you have Andy tell you when the reunions are coming. Do these pop-ups.
I'm going to. That's it. That's my new red carpet. That's my new award season. Please.
Reunion season.
My dear friend Matt McConkie is getting married to his Michael Grassi, our other dear friend. And they have for their wedding, the theme I have to wear is like, take a bold fashion swing. That's the theme. And so for me, it's like,
call Jen Shaw.
Where am I going?
Call Meredith Mars.
Honestly, I'm like, reunion looks.
I dare you to do a reunion, like an actual, I dare you to do like show up in Meredith Marks's reunion look.
Wow,
like
call Brad. Christian
and just get it.
You're so right because it's like,
it's iconic now.
Yeah. Iconic. And they love that. I mean, they came with us to Salt Lake to meet Heather. I mean, you're absolutely right. Thank you. See, Brad, you're helping us all. Okay. We will get through these last gals. Now, Whitney Rose.
Guys. No. It's like, how many things can it be? And also, like,
how many fucks do I get? Things that could
be. How many fucks? Yeah. How many things
how
can
many
it be?
How many things can it be? It's like it belongs against, like, it's like green screen to me. Like, all I can see is the parts of her body that aren't green.
Right. Like, and those are like orange. And God love her, you know, I love her so much. I love her hair. I really like that hair.
Yes. And I like the earring with the hair, but maybe I'm wrong because
The neck up is good. It's just like, why do we need a glove? Like, why do we need one?
Why do we need one glove?
Right.
Why do we
and then
need a glove?
What exactly is the detail on the shoulder?
What even
it
is
looks
it?
Like, that's... is it a just like a lump of sequins? Is it like cascading? Is it doesn't feel purposeful to me? Is it like mesh? Is it what it like? Name this
item. Yeah. What even is it?
I have a question for you, Brad. Now, it seems that the difference, it's such a huge drop off between one leg and the other. Like it's like someone just fell off a cliff. You know what I mean? Like, it's a real, like, is that what it's supposed to be? Or should we do a more subtle, like, this is one leg? You know, like Angelina Jolie at that Oscar where she stuck her leg out. Like, that to me seemed lovely. Like, I got that look. And so it was more subtle. Like, it was like, ooh, look at that pop of leg.
Look at that fully bent leg.
Yeah, this is just a little bit of, this is more of a, like, oh, like it's two it's dresses abrupt. In it's one. Abrupt. Like, yeah, it's abrupt.
Here's the thing. I think it's supposed to be like showing you everything on one side and covering up the other side. Hence the full like glove, the shoulder, the arm, the full leg covered. So I think it's supposed to be like.
And then the train. And I've never seen a sideways train.
The sideways that's train.
That I wish someone would steam, just a quick steam. I'm being so mean. I love her. Again, these are gorgeous gals.
But what's...
We just want them to do
their
best.
Why the Cinderella shoe? Like, why the glass slipper shoe? That's what I want to know. I want to know, like, we're going all in with the green. Why didn't we do, like, even a green strappy? Or, like, why the Cinderella glass slipper shoe?
Simply why?
It's a good question.
Why?
Why?
There's a lot of whys.
And now let's move on to Miss Jenny in an equally abrupt slit and side train.
Jenny's almost looks from this picture like she has like on a bike short underneath.
Am I? Oh, really? A bike short?
I don't know. Maybe I'm looking at the picture.
There's an ice capade. I wonder if like trains were part of the theme. I'm just trying to think. There was like so much sparkle and sequin. And what did you say you thought the theme was? Sequin and feathers, right?
I thought it was velvet and feathers.
Okay.
This is
this is really too much, this one.
I did. I feel that somebody has Andy's number. Can't somebody text? I don't even know if Andy knows what they are.
You know, I will say, and this is just, Danielle and I did speak with him on the phone yesterday and we couldn't even ask.
Why?
Because some things are so, it's like, you know, when you're family and you have, there's like a secret, but it's like, no one will talk about that. It's just not like it's his fault. Of course, I want to know. It just felt too much, Danielle, didn't it? To like look that in the eye.
It felt too personal. It felt too like.
Too personal. Yes. It really did. Felt like an attack. Like he doesn't need this now.
That's true. No. But we need answers.
You're right. We deserve answers, really. Now, this one feels kind of like a companion piece in a way to Whitney's.
It is. Like, I just can't get over, again, the gold super platform shoe.
Yeah.
Like, why?
Yeah.
She's not afraid of a platform, as she's shown us.
We love a platform, but it just needs to make sense with the outfit, even though...
And don't you love, in her testimonials, that gorgeous red dress with the boobs, you know, the tight, the one that she's in a lot in the testimonial look?
Yeah, she Jenny, always looks
yeah,
good.
Yeah, always looks
so this
great.
This is like, here's my design. This is what I would do to it. I would take... these chiffon panels off of it and go more a little like Zuhair Mourad, Cher, Bob Mackie as a, like, I don't understand why we need these
panels.
Chiffon. Why? But why?
But why? I think there should be a Project Runway, like part two, companion to the other one, which is like, take these. You have to start. We're not going to mood. We're here and we're starting here. And we're going to kind of deconstruct from here, actually.
Yeah, I like that idea. Like, you have to take
And then
this.
They'll be like, they can add something else weird, like, and take everything from this desk, you see. You know how they like to, like, do that. But what can we do with these?
Yeah, can we just make other dresses out of these?
Right, with the raw materials.
Yeah.
It's like that show where there's this podcast I used to listen to called Something Gourmet. And a woman used to have to like go into a fridge and get anything and make it like a gourmet meal out of it. And that's what this is. It's like just taking what's in your fridge. This is your fridge.
This is all you got.
And then make.
Correct.
This is all you got.
Maybe it will look I will say the color is great. And I feel like the beading will look good on camera and it's showing a good amount of skin. So it'll look pretty in close-ups as well. Great. But no, we're good. We're okay, I think.
Do you think any of them consulted a fashion source? Like
all of them.
Wow.
I think all of them.
And this is where they landed still.
I think so. I'm going to say all of them at least sent it to like a gay best friend who said yes.
It's so hard because sometimes on Bravo, our gay best friends aren't who we want them to be for the gals. As time, if memory serves.
That is such a bold and true statement.
And I say that with such love.
I'll,
you know,
I'll take it on as a member of the community.
I mean, I'm so sorry, Brad, but we're wanting you. We're wanting, you know, someone magnificent. And sometimes what we're getting is not quite
is Karen's intern slash guy who has another job at an office.
It's just random people like in Sonia's like intern office, like getting texts from housewives around the country.
Yes. Yes. I feel like we never really landed where we wanted to land with that pocket, that demo that I think would be so wonderful.
I agree.
And then lastly, we've got Ms. Lisa Barlow, and I'm going to say something. I love it.
I'm just going to say.
I love it.
I don't mind it either.
I don't mind it a bit.
No, I can't believe it. I mean, I'm not going to disagree with you, Brad. You're an expert. I'm shocked. I don't know what I think of myself.
Well, we're in a deprivation tank. We have to find light.
I mean, listen, we're trapped in Meredith Marks' stall here. Okay,
we're trying to get like out. A lock-in, and we can't get out. And
yet we're looking for jewelry. We can't find it. It's like she unfollows me. She's not listening. So
no,
I Lisa's blue shirt that has gotten a lot of airtime because it's the shirt that she wore to Utah. That's where they went, right? Somewhere in Utah.
They went to Vail? Aspen.
Vail? No, on their last trip. Zion. The blue shirt with like the peachy trim has been featured a lot.
Yes.
And I like Lisa's style. It's like, I feel like I have tried to find that shirt for myself. Like, I'm like, that shirt looks cute with jeans. Yeah. It's like, I would wear that. Mm-hmm. This, I like. I like the dress. I think it's appropriate for a reunion. It does not fit the velvet feathers directive. She went rogue.
If there was a metallic involved in that directive?
No. Let's see. We have Whitney. We have Whitney, Jen, and Heather all in velvet. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's all velvet.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We have feathers on Jen and Meredith. And then we have.
And you know, we would have had them on Mary.
What are we going to do? We actually needed Mary Cosby at the reunion.
We really did. If nothing else, but to understand the theme. What do you make, before we let you go, Brad, of Miss Mary M's fashions? And like, when you're spending time in her closet, as we often are on the shows, what are you feeling inside?
I want to organize it.
Yeah.
I feel like those clothes, I mean, she's buying like really special pieces and they're not being cared for properly from what I can see. I don't know. It might be a whole different story and she might have another storage thing, but I feel like it needs to be, she loves clothes, which I love.
Yeah.
And
she does.
The black and white, like whole Chanel getup she did for her interviews, I think was groundbreaking. We can all say it was. It was something we've never seen in an interview look.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed her on the show. I really did. I'm sad she's gone.
Me too. Will you be tuning into the interview with her parents?
Of course.
Me too. And by tuning in, I'm like, I don't even know how to find this station or this person. Platform is on?
Yeah, I watched all of them.
I mean, there are journalists everywhere.
Yeah, is it a podcast? Is it a, I don't know what it is, but I will find it.
I will find it and I will be watching along with America. I mean, this is the moon landing.
Oh, Brad, you've just really taken us through the highs and the lows.
We've been on a journey.
I feel depressed. We have.
I feel lifted. Wow, you and I are in different
spaces.
I mean, I feel like I've found my people. I've needed, by the way, to have this conversation.
So did we. And I'm so glad because I have thought you were my person since before you knew I existed. And so it's nice to touch down.
And I want everybody to know that's listening that this is all done with fun and that I love the housewives and I love the Salt Lake ladies. And, you know, I can be proven wrong once we see these looks on camera.
That's right. I'm happy
to be proven wrong.
Like, I want to be proven wrong.
Actually, I do too. Thank you.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
And also, we have a no tagging rule in our show, and people are so respectful of it. We ask them to never, ever, 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 ever tag a housewife if they have a comment to us, because why should anyone have to feel badly about any little thing we would say? No one needs to be let in on that.
I like that.
I mean, it's the least we can do as we sit here.
Tearing
going head
tearing beautiful women down as proud feminists. But we love these women. I really know in my heart my intention, and I love them so much.
And I also think we have, I'm so proud of these women because every day they get on camera, they make a choice to be on camera and to entertain us and to have us have an opinion about their lives and their looks. And I think it's such a brave thing to do. And I thank them for their service.
Thank you. And I have to say, I have never in my all of my years of watching Bravo seen my feed so lit up by reunion looks. So it needed to be discussed.
Yeah.
We just had to. You know, normally it causes a stir. Like when the Potomac ones came out, we were all like, ooh, it was like sent a chill in the right way. But this was like some things you have to unpack or you can't really move on. Like I think they get stuck. It's like trauma when it gets in your nervous system.
It's true. Yeah. It's true. We're cleansing. We're yes. releasing
yeah.
this year.
yeah. We're asking big questions, and I don't know that we gave answers but and found more questions, but we have to ask. We have to ask.
Yeah, them. And the big question is just why?
Is will Meredith get a bigger store?
The real question is, was the theme velvet and feathers? feathers.
Will a producer, you can at mention me, producer from the house. Actually, I have a friend who has a, whose friend is the showrunner. I'm going to get to the bottom of this and we're going to do a part two.
He's Brad. You can just write me one word. You like whatever you need to do, even if we can't get it out there. And I hate to say this to our listenership, but like, let me know. And I'm happy to keep it under my hat. I need to know. I can't go on not knowing any longer.
Also, I just want everybody to know that Melissa Gorga, I did Melissa Gorga's podcast a couple days ago and yeah. I asked her and she said they do give like an actual, because she asked me about these looks too. And she was like, she didn't know what the assignment was either.
Even other housewives were stopped in their tracks. Yeah.
People who are actual housewives currently don't know what's going on.
She was hanging dresses at what's her place called? Envy. She was at Envy, just like, ah.
I think everyone felt a shake in the universe when these looks come out. We all.
Everyone was at their store when they found out as they were being foreclosed upon. Oh, it's such a hard time. Again, I failed today in my look with, I thought this, what is it called? Gianna top, G-I-A-N-N-A, I thought would be right. It's wrong. It's like country balloon sleeve.
And it's funny because what I'm hearing from Brad is that even though there is a life cycle treadmill behind me, I still succeeded.
Listen. I'm from the Peloton family. I don't know what to tell you. I didn't know if you were on with Ali Love this morning or like treading with Cody or something.
Okay. Brad, no. What we would give for Danielle to get on the boards with Jess King and the like, she's there looking at that blank wall by herself. on a treadmill that will like have a skip to it, like you know what a CDS is skip to it. I know that's happening yeah.
oh,
soon.
Guess what? This treadmill takes goddamn CDs, probably. Like you have to put in and then put in the earphone. Like this is a CD player / treadmill. That's how old.
You're listening to Now 15 on it.
Yes. Now this is music. Now this is pop.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, yeah, oh we have fun. Good. Brad, enjoy your night. Enjoy
you
your
too.
Dinners at Craig's with housewives. You live such a charmed life. I'm so envious and happy for you. And I love Gary. He's going to come on in a bit and discuss his new book that's coming out, which is so amazing that I got a chance to read. I'm so excited.
I am excited to read the second one because I read the first one cover to cover and then read it again.
Aww.
It is truly one of my favorite books that I've ever read.
Yeah, and screaming with laughter, literally.
Laughed and cried through literally. It all. So beautiful.
You had the same response that I did to one of the essays.
Really?
The crying.
Yes,
crying.
Yes.
Yeah, we were on vacation and I was reading it over the Christmas holiday and he looked over and I was like ugly crying by the pool in Hawaii for like, I think like 25 minutes. Like I couldn't let it go.
Yeah.
It was bad. But I will also say Gary Jannetty was literally laughing out loud reading your book.
Oh, I like thank all, you. He's oh so God, he sweet.
He loved it so much. Love.
I told my husband because in our the world, but also in like our the kind of comedy world, he's the one that Aww. Everyone is like. He's just just the funniest person that's ever existed. I mean, you have to follow him if you don't, but I'm sure everybody does. But he, I was just like, this is so big that he liked the book. To have just someone that means that much comedically was so, like, I know you're not going to like this top because I can't dress. So it's like, yeah, you know.
I like the top.
But
the
thank
thing.
You, Brad. But I'm saying, like, for Gary to write something so nice to me about my book was like, oh my God, wow. But
yeah, he loved.
Thank you. He'll be on soon.
I'm actually going to follow Gary now.
Yeah, you should follow him. He's very funny.
You should follow. You know what? You just give it a whirl. Don't even follow. You could just kind of like lick it.
Looky Lou. Yeah.
Go over the, yeah. See who comments and likes and who else is kind of.
Maybe some likes, but you don't have to follow. You don't have to commit.
Can you imagine?
Nope. You never followed him.
Never followed him. But I will talk about Housewives reunion looks for hours.
This was really important and special. So thank you so much, Brad. We're so happy you were here.
What topic can we talk about next?
I mean, there's
any.
That's
any
the
and
thing
all.
Is Andy and co have us just an endless fodder.
You guys do Below Deck, obviously.
So we really just try to stay as purists here and traffic only in the Housewives. And Sister Wives, we do literally just a side bar on Sister Wives, just me.
Wow.
But we're kind of Housewives.
We did do Southern Charm and Ladies of London.
Oh, yeah, we did. And Vanderpump, you've like gotten in and out of. Yeah.
Below Deck, though.
Danielle likes to go Below Deck.
I like to go Below Deck sometimes, visit with my friends on the ocean.
Yeah, the boat doesn't go anywhere. So
No.
Wait, what do you mean?
It literally doesn't go anywhere. It like leaves the dock and they like the boat doesn't move again until they go back. Like you don't actually go anywhere on the water.
What?
No, sorry, what?
Like,
but I see them out there.
Yeah, but you can also see shore from the boat. Like you're not out.
I guess you're right, because like you're right, duh. The crew has to like get off at night. And I mean crew, like camera crew.
Yeah, they're just like on the boat looking like they show them on the jet skis and you can see the shore that they just left. Like they're 15 minutes away from the dock. That's not a boat. That's not a boat trip.
No, it's not.
What?
Like a boat trip's like going from like, you know.
Yeah.
Island hopping.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's a whole other.
Wow. This is really ruining the image that I've.
You know, that luxury.
This is when like people try and tell me the Housewives are like produced. And I'm like, you stop. That fight is real. And they didn't do that scene again. I don't know.
Yeah,
what
I actually don't believe that ever.
Yeah. Also, how dare you?
I know.
Like, stay in your lane.
Don't worry about it.
Yes.
Please.
Yes.
Sweetie.
It's not yours to figure.
Don't worry.
Why do people have to chip away at joy?
Why do we have to chip away in looks? But people do have to chip away at joy. Like I've had to
drop those friends. Like we just can't.
I couldn't either.
We've been doing this for 6 years, which is so upsetting, but also amazing. And I've had to like, there's certain people in the beginning I would never tell, like I'm doing a Housewives podcast. Not that I'm like Daniel Day-Lewis or anything, and now I'm just like, you know what? If you don't fucking get this, this is joyful. You know, I'm done apologizing.
Yeah. I'm not doing it anymore.
No, I won't.
No, enough.
We just found out Meryl Streep watches Housewives this week. This is huge.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Yes. She went on a huge thing. She was talking about her new movie, Don't Look Up. And she was saying like, you know, it's tough to think about the world and what's happening. But then I just go and I turn on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. And I was like, like it was the best validation that I could have.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
We are amongst legends. Her, Jennifer Lawrence, Sarah Paulson.
Michelle Obama,
Rihanna. These are our people.
That's right. These are the days of our lives, like sands in the hourglass. Thank you so much, Brad. You're the best for doing
pleasure.
This.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. You're a dream.
Okay. Well, I hope to see everyone at the live show from home. Just sit in your sweatpants and drink from the couch and talk garbage with us. Come on. What are you doing? Buy a ticket.
See ya.
I'll see you there, Danielle.
Oh, nah.
And I'll hear you there.
Hopefully.
Because we're going to fix your sound. So it's perfect. It's been a 9 out of 10, but now it's going to be a 10
out of 10. Thank you.
Bye.